We begin Masechtas Yuma. We begin with the current daf, daf Beis and Masechtas Yuma. We begin Perek Shivas Yamim, and this Masechta is called Yuma because it's a reference to Hahu Yoma for that day, the day of Yom Kippurim, and the whole Masechta basically talks about Yom Kippurim. Now, our Perek begins with the introduction before Yom Kippurim, and that is there are certain hachanas, preparations, that are necessary before the actual avoid is done in Yom Kippurim itself, as the Mishnah begins. Shivas Yamim Kedim Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippurim, which is on the 10th of Tishrei, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeisai. They separate the Kohen Gadol from his house. And the reason is because all the Avodas of Yom Kippurim are only kosher with one person, and that is the Kohen Gadol. As the Gemara learns in Masechtas Harayos in the last parak, as it says by Yom Kippurim, it says, V'chiper HaKohen Asher Yimshachayisai. The only one that could do it is the one that has the Mashichad, the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara will explain why is it that we're separating him, but we designated him 7 days before, we separate him, the only one that's doing the Avodah in Yom Kippurim, that is the Kohen Gadol. We take him out from his house, the Lishkas Parhedon, we bring him to the Parhedon chamber, that's what it's called, Parhedon. The Gemara will explain exactly why that is, that it was called Parhedon. Additionally, Maskin Kohen Achar Tachtam, we also prepare another Kohen in the place of this Kohen Gadol, in case it's necessary, maybe some invalidating factor will happen to the Kohen Gadol. That is, either he'll have keri, which is a seminal emission, or some other type of tumah that will prevent him from coming to the mikdash. And therefore, since this is a very important avodah that has to be done on Yom Kippurim only with the Kohen Gadol, if something happens to him that he won't be able to do it, we have to have somebody else ready to go ahead and take over the place of that Kohen Gadol to go ahead and do that avodah Yom Kippurim. Behudaimer, he says, we're so concerned that af isha acheres maskin le. We even prepare another wife for the Kohen Gadol. Shema Tamas Ishte. Maybe his wife is going to die. Shnema, like it says the pasuk in Mayikra, which is in Parshas Achrei Mois, which talks about the Avodah Yom Kippurim. It says v'chibra ba'adayu v'ad beisoy, that the Kohen Gadol will do an Avodah on one of the karbanas, and it will be an atonement for himself and for his bayis. Now the drasha is, what does it mean for his bayis? His home doesn't need an atonement. The term Beisai, his home, is a reference to the B'nai Beis, which is for his wife. And therefore, since that's integral for the Avodah, he has to have a wife. If she dies, then it's going to be missing a component. So you have to have another woman ready to be his wife. So they answered to, they responded to Rabbi Yehuda, they said, Im Kain, if you're concerned about death, in other words, we were speaking about up until now about Tumah, which are things that can happen. So we have another person ready to be the Kohen Gadol. But if you're introducing another element of death, then there's no end to the concerns. Maybe this one's also going to die. Death is something that we're not in control of, and therefore, we're not concerned about that. We don't have to prepare another wife for his current wife, because death is not something that we're going to have to be concerned about. Now, similar to the halacha of our Mishnah, which spoke about that the avodah on Yom Kippurim, that we separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days beforehand, we learned similar halacha regarding a different type of avodah that requires the same separation of 7 days beforehand. Tanhasim, we learned over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Parah. Shivas Yabim Kaidim Srefes HaParah. 7 days before the Kayin that was doing the Avodah on the Parah Duma, which is the red heifer, that they would burn it and create ashes and then use that in the waters of purity to purify someone that has Tumas Emes. So the one that was going to do that burning and doing the Avodah of the Parah Duma, Haymafrishin Kayin HaSrefes HaParah Mi Beis, they would separate the Kayin that was going to burn the Parah Duma from his house, Lalishka Shalpanei Abir, and they would sequester him in the chamber which was in front of the Bira. And the Gemara explained what is the Bira that we're saying this chamber was in front of it. Tzafayna Mizracha, which was on the northeastern part corner of the Azara. Valishka Space Eben Hoysenikras, and this chamber was called the Chamber of the House of Stone. Now, Volomina Krishma Lishka Space Eben, why was it called this name, this chamber where they would put the Kohen specifically that was doing the avodas for the Parah Duma that was going to burn the ashes 7 days before, and it was called the Chamber of the House of Stone? The reason is because Shekol Maaseha, because all the activities that related to the Parah Duma were Beklei Glolim, were either with vessels made out of the dung from cattle, Beklei Avanim, and that's why it was called, we don't want to call it Glolim, which is dung from an animal, rather we call it Avanim, which is another type of kelim that they use made out of stone, Ubeklei Adama, or those made out of clay, which clay, the Klei Adama, is different than a Kli Cheres, which is also earthenware made out of from the earth, because Kli Cheres is something that's heated up and fired up in a kiln. Rather, Klei Adama, we're actually taking straight from the ground, which is like a soft type of a rock from the ground, and they would carve out and make a vessel out of that. So we took necessarily these three types of kelim, which are not makabel tumah. And that's why we call the chamber where he was kept Beis HaEven, to show that this concept that we were very, very particular about the tahara status of the old avodis for the paraduma, and that we would only use klei avanim and these other types of kelim which are not makabel tumah. Now, the Gemara asks, my time, what is the reason that we made only these types of kelim, klei golem, klei avanim, klei adama, that are not makabel tumah, and that's why we even called the chamber where that kelim was kept the Lishkas Beis HaEven? Why we were so careful? We always use regular kelim, and we're careful with tumah. Why are we making vessels that can't even contract tumah? So the reason is why we were so nizr, so careful about the halachas of tumah when it came to the avodas of the paraduma, is because kiven the tful yom kasha b'param. Since a tful yom is someone that was impure, and then he's a tful yom, which means to say that today he immersed in the mikvah. Now, generally, for many things in tahara, you require harav shemesh, so you immersed, but you're still tummy on some level until you have sundown. However, regarding the avodas of the paraduma, the Gemara learns later on, daf mem gimel mabeis in perek teref bakalfi, that a tvul yom, although it's before sundown, he's kosher to do the avodas of the paraduma. Now, it's not like we learned the Mishnah Masechtas Para, that actually we purposefully made the kohen that was going to do the avodas of the paraduma, we made him tummy, then to make him a tful yom, and doing the avoda even before harav shemesh, as it says, mitamen hoyu hakoyin haserus apar. We would make ritually impure the koyin that was going to burn the paraduma, and then umatbilnoi. So then we would immerse him, and then he would do the avoda even before sundown. Now the reason why we did this was that although we seemed to be so careful with the halachas of tumah and tahara, we actually made him tumah and made him like some type of a lower level tahar. Was lahaitzim iliben shel tzedukim, was to come to do the opposite of what the tzedukim, which were a certain sect in Jewish people that didn't believe in the oral law, to come to exclude from what their opinion was. Shahayu, because they would say b'meurve hashemesh haysinasis. They said, no, it says in the Torah tahar, the only one that can do that void and paradum has to be someone that had sundown, because that's when you're tahar, not a tevul yom. So therefore, the Chum specifically went to exclude from them, and made him tameh, and made him just a tful yom, and to show that you could do the avodah with a tful yom. Now, because of that, since they were showing some laxity, it would seem, in the halachas of tahara paraduma, because we're doing it with a tful yom, so that's why tikinu l'rabbana, that's why the rabban instituted to balance that with kli glalim, kli avanim, kli adama, the loy l'kabel tumah, that are not mekabel tumah, they cannot contract tumah, ki hecha d'lo l'zaz l'bah, so that there shouldn't come to be a laxity and being degrading in the halachas of tahara for paraduma that people are going to say, wait a second, we see that a tful yom, which is not so tahar, didn't have harav shemesh, is kasher to do with paraduma, so we don't have to be so careful with keeping tahara with it. It wasn't done in the Beis HaMikdash, it was done in Har Mishcha, so that's why they specifically went and made all these milas, all these precautions, and to show that, no, this is very important for tahara, we're just doing this to exclude from the tzedukim, and this was one of them. This was to put them in the separation of the 7 days before, was one of the levels that we went to show, look how important we're separating the kohen 7 days before, we want to show how important, and we only use klei glalim, klei avanim, klei adama, no tumah, we don't want to allow this at all. So that was the reason why they used specifically these kelim, because of the concern that people might be lax, because we're doing it with a tful yom. Now, the Gemara asks, Maishnot tzafayin mizracha. Why did this chamber have to be specifically in the northeastern corner of the Azar, of the courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash? So the reason is because we want both directions of Tzafin and of Mizrach. Because Kivin the Chatasi, since the Paraduma is called a Chatas, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Lemei Nida Chatasi, that this should be for purifying waters, it's a Chatas, it's called, the Paraduma is called a Chatas. Now, the Chatas, Tun Tzafin generally, a regular karmah chatas, which those that are brought on the Mizbeach, they're slaughtered in the northern part of the courtyard. Now, not that the paraduma needs tzafin, the northern part itself, because it's not even slaughtered in the Azara, in the courtyard itself, it's slaughtered on a different mountain, on the Har HaMishcha, not even the Har HaBayis. But it's showing that it's a chatas, and that will be demonstrated by the virtue of the direction of north. Now, Uchsev Ban, it also says regarding the paraduma in Sefer Bamidbar, it says El Neichach Panei Oil Mayad, that it should be facing towards the oil mayad. That is, when they would throw the blood, they were doing the zrika. They weren't on Har HaBayis, as we said. You're on a different mountain on Har HaMishcha. However, when the Kohen was doing the Avodah, he would stand facing the opening of the Heichal, which was facing the eastern part of the Azara, and there is where he would, that direction is where he would do the Zrika. So since it has these two components, that it's called a Chatzis, which is Tzafin, and its Avodah is done on the Mizrach part of the Beis HaMikdash, so Tekinu lo Rabbanan Lishka Tzafayin HaMizrach, that's why the Rabbanan set aside a chamber on the northeastern corner of the Azara, that it should be a reminder for the Kohanim that are doing the Avodah there to know that why is this chamber over here that he's being separated from the Paraduma in the northeast, to know that A, it's called a Chatas, and that's why we're putting it in the north, and also that it needs the east, as we said, where it's thrown. And then a person will think, oh, it's in the northeast. He'll be careful with the old Maisim and the Avodah that he's doing with this para. Again, because of his thinking of why it's in this location, it'll remind him that Tzafin is for Chatas and Mizrach is because of the location where the blood is thrown from. Now the Gemara asks, well, we said that this is Lefnei HaBira. So my Bira, what is this? Well, we said that this Lishka was Lefnei HaBira by the Paraduma. What is the Bira? So there's two interpretations. Amar Rabbi V'chanan Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Malkam Hoya Bahar HaBayis, Ubirishma, there was a certain location in the Har HaBayis, in the Temple Mount, that was called Bira, and the front of there is where this Lishka was. Rish Lakish says, no, Kol HaMikdash Kulay Kar Bira. The entire temple was called Bira. Shemak, it says, a Pasuk in Divrei Yamim Aleph, HaBira Asher HaChinaisi. The Bira that I have prepared, which I have prepared a place for the Beis HaMikdash, which was by Goyrin Aravna, which was this threshing place of Aravna that was David HaMelech was saying this Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, he says that I purchased a plot of land where to build the Beis HaMikdash. That was the Pasuk that he was saying. So you see, HaBira Shachinaisi, I prepared a place for the entire Beis HaMikdash, so the entire Har HaBayis, the entire Beis HaMikdash is called the Bira, and that's what it means, that it was Lefnei HaBira, it was in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara goes to the entire concept that we spoke about up until now. Minan Amili. From where do we know these two halachas that you need to have a prisha, a separation, for the kohen that's doing the avodah 7 days beforehand, both by Yom Kippurim, as our Mishnah talks about, and by the Paraduma, which is what we introduced in the Gemara from the Mishnah Masechtas Par. So the Gemara says, Amr Ramanyumi Bar Chilkia, Amr Machasya Bar Idi, Amr Yechanan, Amakra, there's a pasuk in Sefer Yikra that says, Kasher Asa Bayoim Hazeh, like was done on this day, which is a reference to the Miluim. The Miluim was that it was the first day, it was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when there was the completion of the inauguration of the Avodis that are going to be done in the Mishkan. That was called Shmini Milum Milum. That was when they were doing the Avodah for the first time in the Beis HaMikdash. So it was commanded upon Aaron and his family to separate from the house 7 days before, and as it says in the Pasuk in Vayikra, it says, Pesach Oil Moi Teshvu Yoimim Balayla, etc. And it says, Ubishmini Avdah, and then on the 8th day is when they did the Avodah, like it says, Vayibai Yemishmini Kara, on the 8th day is when they called them there by the Miluim. It says, like when you did, what you did today, which is that we were separated 7 days before. So too, Tziva Hashem Lasis L'chapar Aleichem. So too, Hashem has commanded you to do this, to create an atonement for yourself, which is for the future generations, which is that to have a separation of 7 days beforehand, before you do an Avodah of 1 day. Now, there's two terminologies. So on that, the Gemara says, Lasis, when it says to do, that is Ilu Maisei Par. That's a reference to the activities of the Paraduma. So you see, for the Paraduma, you need 7 days beforehand. And it says, L'chaper, to create an atonement, Ilu Maaseh Yom Kippurim. That's, as the name Yom Kippurim, it's a kapara. That's for the Day of Atonement. There we see an allusion to both Lasas and L'chaper. One's the Maaseh Parah, and one's the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, that it needs to have a separation of 7 days before the Avodah of 1 day, like we had by the Miluim. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. But now the Gemara asks, I understand that you can't establish that what the Pasuk is saying for future generations, that it's only talking about Paraduma, because the Pasuk references atonement. That should be for the future generations, the separation of 7 days before. Now, upara lav bas kaparahi, the Paraduma has nothing to do with atonement. It's a tahara process for someone that became tameh, but it's not atoning for anything. However, but let's say, where do we see from the word lasis that necessarily means maaseh parah? Let's say the whole entire pasuk is talking about the avodah of Yom Kippurim. Lasis l'chapar aleichem is a reference for Yom Kippurim, that there is where you have a separation 7 days before. How do you know that it also includes the maaseh of paraduma? So Tamar, they said, Yalav tziva tziva. We learn the gzeirah shava of the word tziva, which it says in this pasuk, and the word tziva, where it says regarding paraduma. Because ksiv hach, it says over here by the miluim, tziva Hashem lasses, that Hashem has commanded you. Uksiv hasam, it says over there, pasuk in Bamidbar, by the parsha of paraduma, zayis chukas ha-tara, this is the statute of the Torah, asher tziva Hashem lema, that Hashem is commanded, saying that mala halam par, just like over there by zayis chukas ha-tara, it's a reference to the paraduma, sa'av kampar, so here also where it says the word tziva, it's also a reference to paraduma. And therefore, ma'akan, preacher, just like over here by miluim, it's telling you to separate 7 days before, afal halam preacher, so too over there by the paraduma, it's telling you a separation of 7 days before. But now we continue on Tamad Beis. But then the Gemara asks, if you're telling me the source of paraduma is from this Gzeir Shav of Tziva Tziva, but Ve'emet Tziva Tziva the Yemek Kippurim. Let's say the Gzeir Shav is teaching you not about paraduma, but rather a different pasuk that says Tziva, that of Yemek Kippurim. That's sort of like it says a pasuk in Vayikra, V'yaz Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, that Aaron HaKohen did like Hashem commanded Moshe, which was on Yemek Kippurim, that he did the proper avodah that was supposed to be done. So you see, it says Tziva by Yemek Kippurim. So how do we know it's to tell you regarding paraduma? So now the Gemara answers, Danan Tziva de Lefnei Asiya. We learn the terminology of Tziva that's before the term in that same pasuk that talks about action. And you learn that Mitziva de Lefnei Asiya. You learn that from another pasuk which uses the term of Tziva before the term of Asiya, which is both by Paraduma and both by the Parasha of Miluim, where it says Tziva and then Lasis. However, Ve'ein Danan Tziva de La'achar Asiya, we don't learn, which is the case by Yom Kippurim, where, yes, it uses the terminology of tziva, but it uses it post the term of asiya. Like it says first by yas, and then they use the term tziva. You don't learn that, mitziva d'lefnei asiya. You cannot learn that from, to make the gzeirah shava, from the parasha milum, which has the term of tziva before asiya. That's how we know that it's comparing it to paraduma, not to Yom Kippurim, because it has that same sequence of tziva then asiya, both by paraduma and by the milum, in contrast to Yom Kippurim. Then the Gemara continues asking, ve'ema tziva de karbanas. There's some other gzeirah shava I can make with the word tziva, which doesn't have the problem that Yom Kippurim has, which is by karbanos, where maybe every kohen that's doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to separate him 7 days before he's doing a karban tzibur. The chesed says a pasuk in Vayikra, "Bayom tzavoysoi es b'nei Yisrael," that on the day that is commanded the Jewish people, which there the pasuk continues, "Lahakrav es karbaneim l'Hashem b'midbar Sinai," to bring their karbanos. So you see, it says a term of tziva by karbanis, and therefore you should compare it to the tziva of miluim, to say that just like miluim needs 7 days before, so to every karban. So now the Gemara answers, danan tziva mitziva. We learn, which was the case by paraduma, it says the actual tzadi vav hei, it says tziva, from miluim, which has the word tziva. Ve'ein danan tzavoysoi mitziva. Now, although the root word is the same, but it's not the same exact word. Therefore, we don't learn the term tzavoysoi by karbanis from the word tziva that it says by the miluim. But now the Gemara answers and asks back, "Umaynafkimina, what is the difference? That's tzavoysoi, tziva." But vatanid beirishma, I'll show you something even bigger that we see. It's not, you don't have to be exact when you're making gzeirah shava, because we learned in the Braisa Rebbe Shmuel that compares two different psukim related to the parasha of Negoyim. That it says in one pasuk, "Vishav hakohen," the kohen will return. And this is a reference to when there's a nega on a bias. So then they do what's called hezger. They quarantine that house. Now they wait a week. And if after the week they see that it has spread, so that's where it says in the pasuk, v'shav ha-kohen, the kohen comes back and he sees that it's spread. Now there's another pasuk that says, uva ha-kohen, that the kohen, he's coming. Now what that's a reference to in the pasuk over there is that after the first week of hezger, of quarantine, it didn't spread. So they give another week. Now in that second week, it did spread. And then it says, Uvah HaKohen, the Kohen comes. Now on that, the Tanna Rebbe Shmuel learns that Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia. This term of he's coming back, or that he's coming, are the same thing. They're both coming backs. To the contrary, actually, the coming back is even earlier than the coming. Coming back is after the first week. And coming, which sounds like the first time, it's not. He's coming back after the second week. And hence, the Tanna Rebbe Shmuel learns Gzeir Shava, learn one from the other, to say that just like by the B'Shav HaKohen, tells you that you have to take off the bricks and you take away where the nega is and you cement it over again. So too, the second week, when it didn't spread the first week, but it only spread the second week, you do the same thing, that you take off the bricks and you take off where the nega is and then you cement it over again. And therefore, we do learn the gzeirah shava, even with totally different words, because the concept is the same. Returning and coming is coming back. So therefore, what are you telling me that you don't learn tzavoysoi from tziva? because it's not exactly the same word. We say it doesn't have to be the same word, it just has to be the same concept. So now the Gemara says you're right, but Hanamili Hecha Deleka de Domile. When would we make a Gzeir Shava if it's not exact, if there's nothing else that we could compare it to, then we say that would be enough of a Gzeir Shava. But where is there something that's exactly the same that you could compare it to? Then you learn it out from something that's exact and not from something that's not exact. And that's why in this case, where it says the word Siva exactly by Paraduma, just like it says by Milum, we'll learn it from Paraduma from there and not Karbonis, which doesn't have exactly, it only has Tzavlisik. Now the Gemara continues asking. So we said that the word L'chaper tells you so we just discussed up until now the learning of Paraduma from the Pasuk. And we said we learned that from Tziva, and that we concluded that's the source. But then regarding Ma'asei Yom Kippurim, we said we learned that from L'chaper, to create an atonement. And that's a reference to Yom Kippurim. And that the Gemara asks, how do you know that? Ve'emekapar de karbonis. Maybe when it says L'chaper, to create an atonement, it means for every single carbon that an individual brings, which it says many times in the Torah, v'chipro lav ha-kain. The kain will create an atonement. So maybe every single time a kain is doing that avodah, he has to do, has to be separated 7 days before. So then the Gemara answers that logistically, it's not possible. Mi'adinin hai kain misrami. The Gemara asks, do we know which kain is going to be doing the avodah that day? In other words, because as the Gemara says later on the Afchav Bezim and Alf, they didn't know in the morning who's going to do the avodah. The kahanim that were there that day would have a lottery who's going to do it. And therefore, if we don't know, do we know who it is, the Baile Prisha, that we could do, separate him 7 days before? The Kohen Gadol we know. Or the part of them we could know. We could make up now. But what are you gonna, how are you going to say that a Kohen every day that's doing the avodah, you have to separate him 7 days before if you don't know who it's going to be? Nothing more says that's not difficult. Amri, they said, Alam Aloy, why not? Why can't you know to separate who it's going to be? Niboile Prisha Lukuli Mishmeres Pesav. We should require, we should mandate a separation 7 days before for the entire Pesav. And that is, there were 24 Mishmeres, groups of Kahanim, that would have 24 weeks, and each Mishmeres would have a week that it would do the Avodah. Now, each Mishmeres was split up in that week into what's called Batei Av, a Pesav. And every Beis Av, every family from that Mishmeres did its Avodah on a separate day. And therefore, what the Gemara is essentially asking is, every single day from those six days, a separate Beis Av did, have that entire Beis Av, if they're doing the Avodah on that Monday coming up, because from the 24-week cycle it's coming up, so a week before, they're going to do their Prisha 7 days before, and therefore when it comes up, the entire Beis Av is already ready, and whichever one of that Beis Av gets the lottery, he'll do it already having been separated 7 days before. So therefore, it is a legitimate question to say that maybe L'chaper doesn't mean just Yom Kippurim. It means every kapara of a chippur le'akoin, of every carbon. So now the Gemara answers, Danin davar shekavu le'izman. The limud that we're learning, when it says L'chaper, what are we including to be just like Miluim, that you have to separate 7 days before, is that we'll learn something that has a specific designated time, like Yom Kippurim, which is on the 10th of Tishrei, midavar shekavu le'izman, from something that had a designated time, which was by the Miluim. Like the Pasuk says in Sefer Shemayis, "B'yom haChodesh Harishon be'echal haChodesh Tokim," the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was the eighth day Lamilum, which is called Avodah Milum, had a designated time. So therefore, Yom Kippur, which has a designated time, when it's saying L'chaper, we're including that, learning from something that had a designated time. Lafuku Karbanis, that's coming to exclude regular Karbanis, the Chol Yom Esnu, which they're every day, and therefore we wouldn't learn that from the Milum. But that the Gemara asks, okay, fine. So that disqualifies regular kabbans. But the Emer Regalim, say the kabbans to come on Yom Tovim. That's a designated time. The 15th of Nisan, the 15th of Tishrei, different times of the Yom Tovim. We know when they're supposed to be. So that the Gemara answers, Danin davar shenoig pamachas bashana, a more specific qualification, that we're going to learn something that applies only once a year. Something also that only applies once a year. That is, Milum was only once a year. That it was only once. Then it was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we'll learn Yom Kippurim from there. Lafuki Regalim, that's excluding the three Yom Tovim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. The Lav Pamachas Bashana is not once a year. There's three times in the year. But then the Gemara asks, okay, fine. That's even a finer qualification. But the Eimer Regalachas, let's say it applies to one of the Yom Tovim, which is also once a year, has a set time. Maybe there we should say that your L'chaper requires a separation 7 days before. Now, and the Gemara forewarns and says, V'chitem elo yudin ha'minayin. Then you can say, well, we don't know which one of the three is going to be the one. And the Gemara says, it's not so difficult. Ichag HaMatzos, if you want, you could say that that one Yom Tov should be the Yom Tov of Pesach. And why would that be the one of all the three? Because Hayla Pasach Ba'akas of Tchilam. That's the Yom Tov that the Pasach always, and wherever it mentions the Shal Shagam, it mentions Pesach first. Ichag HaSukkos, or you could say that the one should be the Yom Tov of Sukkos, Hayla Meruba Mitzvasei, since it has a multitude of mitzvahs, has the mitzvah of Sukkah, of Lulav, of the Arava, and the Nisach HaMayim. Whichever one that is, not so difficult, but let it be one of these Yom Tovim. How do you know it's just Yom Kippurim? Elarav, the Gemara says, the qualification why we're picking Yom Kippurim and nothing else is because done in Precious Shivaliyim Echad, we learn up something that has a separation 7 days before for one day, Precious Shivaliyim Echad, for something else that had a separation of 7 days for one day, which in the case of Yom Kippurim is one day, the 10th of Tishrei. There was also one day of Rosh Chodesh Nissan. They ain't done in Precious Shiva L'Sheva, but we don't learn out something else that will have a separation of 7 days before for 7 days, for a duration of 7 days, which is the case by Pesach and Sukkot. And therefore, we're not going to learn from there, from Mipricious Shiva L'Yemechad, from something else that has a separation of 7 days just for one day, and therefore it can't be Pesach and Sukkot. But then the Gemara asks, Ve'im Shmini. Let's say it's going to be Shmini Atzeres. Where there, it doesn't have that disqualification of this criteria, because the Precious Shivli Yemechadu, that will also be a separation of 7 days before for one day, because the Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres is only one day. So now the Gemara says, no, you can learn out Shmini Atzeres from Lechaper, because Dan and Dover She'in Kedush Lefanav, you learn out something that does not have sanctity before it, which is the case by Yom Kippurim, Midover She'in Kedush Lefanav, from something that doesn't have sanctity before it either, because before the Shmini Leminum, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there wasn't any Kedush, there was no Yom Tov then or beforehand. But Ve'ein Dan and Dover She'in Kedush Lefanav, you can learn out something, which is a reference to Shmini Atzeres, that has Kedusha before it, which is all the days of Sukkot before it, Midover She'in Kedush Lefanav, from something that does not have Kedusha before it, which is a reference to Miluim. Miluim was one day with 7 days separation beforehand with no Kedusha beforehand. So Yom Kippur has that same criteria. Shmini Atzeres, you can't because it's different in the sense that it had Kedusha beforehand. But then the Gemara asks, wait a second. Lav kavachemahu? What do I mean? Wouldn't that make sense that to the contrary? Hashta davashen Kedusha lefanav bayiprisha. If something that's not so holy in the sense it doesn't even have Kedusha beforehand and yet still you require a separation of 7 days beforehand, so Davashish Kedush Lefanav Lekalshkin, something that has sanctity beforehand, elevates its status and it's coming off the heels of such Kedusha, doesn't it make sense that for sure you require a higher level of sanctity by separating 7 days beforehand? So that's not a question. That's not a way to disqualify Shmini Atzeres because it doesn't have because it has Kedusha beforehand. To the contrary, that's a reason for sure to make Prisha and higher levels of Milus of Kedusha by Shmini Atzeres. And maybe that's what's included in Lechaper, that there you require a separation of 7 days before you do the Avodah in Shmini Atzeres. So now the Gemara gives two answers. Amar Rav Misharshei says, like, no, it's not true. There is no Kal Vachomer that we would include Shmini Atzeres, because Hazeksiv, the Pasuk says, Hazeh, where it says, Kasher Asa Bayim Hazeh, like it was done on this day, the day of Miluim, means Kizeh, exactly like it was done this time, which was without Kedusha beforehand. You're right, it sounds like it's a Kal Vachomer, but the Pasuk is specifically disqualifying it based on it has to be included in all these criteria, and only Yom Kippurim fits into that, but Shmini Atzeres, well, again, although it would sound like Kal Vachomer, had Kedusha beforehand, and therefore it's disqualified because it's not exactly like it was by Miluim. Another Teretz the Gemara gives is Rav Ashi Amar says it can't be Shmini Atzeres because mi ikar midi, is it possible, the ikar regaloi by Prisha, the main crux of the Yom Tov, which is a reference to Sukkot, does not require Prisha, as we said, because it's only something that has 7 days for one day versus Sukkot and Pesach has 7 days for 7 days. So you don't require separation to do that avodah for the kabbanas on circus time. Tuffel the day by Yiprisha is a possible something that's subsidiary, that's secondary to Sukkot, which is it part of it. It's not even the main bulk of it, and that would require Prisha. How can you say Shmini Atzeres, which is a tuffel to the rest of Sukkot, it itself is going to require Prisha when the main part doesn't require Prisha, as the Gemara says, Vafil lamanda amar Shmini regel b'fnei atzmahu, and even according to the opinion that Shmini Atzeres is its own Yom Tov. And therefore, you would say, wait a second, it's not a Tuffel to Sukkot, this Sukkot, and it just happens to be right next door to Sukkot, it's the day after Shmini Atzeres, but it's its own Yom Tov, so what's the difficulty that Sukkot doesn't require and Shmini Atzeres does? And the Gemara says that even that opinion that says that it's its own Yom Tov, Hanemili, that was only said, Le'inyin, Ketin, Tav, Gimel, Alf, regarding the following six halachas of what's in the acronym of Pizar Keshav. Now, Pizar Keshav is a contraction of these six different topics that there we say that Shemini Atzeres has its own unique identity, different than Sukkot. And that is because the pay refers to pious, which is a reference to the lottery. That Shemini Atzeres has its own lottery of who's doing the Avodah, which is distinct from the rest of Sukkot. And that's because by the Karbonis and Sukkot, it wasn't necessary to do lotteries for the Mishmaris that were doing it, because they would do it two times, three times. There were so many Karbonis being brought, according to the order, as the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Hamed Beis. Therefore, it wasn't necessary, but the par, the bull that was brought on Shemini Atzeres, had its own original lottery. So regarding that, Shemini Atzeres was its own Yom Tov. The Zayin is a reference to Zman, which is a reference to its unique time in the year, which is a reference to the Brach of Shechayanu. You make a new Shechayanu, although Sukkot you made one already in the beginning, you make a new one for Shemini Atzeres, it's a new time, a new Zman. The Reish is a reference to Regel, it's its own Regel, its own Yom Tov, which means to say that you don't call it Chag HaSukkot, you call it Shemini Atzeres. The Kuf is a reference to its own carbon, which means to say that the Karbonis of Shemini Atzeres are totally different than the Karbonis on the rest of the days of Sukkot. Because the rest of the days of Sukkot, there were a multitude of bulls and rams, and there were 14 lambs, whereas in contrast, the Shemini Atzeres was only one par, one isle, and seven lambs, and therefore it had its own set of Karbonis. The Shin is a reference to Shir. It had its own song. Its song was different than all the songs of the rest of the days of Sukkot. And that is because, although the rest of the days of Sukkot, the song that was sung was a reference to the topic of stealing the gifts from the poor, since it was the Chag HaAsav when they would gather all the grain and all the produce, and therefore there was the time of taking off tithes and giving it to the poor people. And as it says, we're going to call a mite, as the Gemara says in the Sukkah, Shemini Atzeres was different. It wasn't in reference to the topic of gathering all the produce. And Rashi tells us we don't know exactly what the song was, but Tosfos mentions from the Sefer Seferim that some say that in the shuls, in the Batei Knesiyos, that they would say on Shemini Atzeres, Lama Tzeich Al HaShminis, and maybe that, Tosfos says that maybe that's the song that the Levim said in the Beis HaMikdash too. However, either way, it was a different shir. And finally, the Beis had its own bracha. And this was something, a special bracha they would make at Shemini Atzeres for the life of the king, as it's brought in the Tosefta in Masechta Sukkah, because of the eighth day. It says in the pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Shilach es ha'am, that they sent the nation that was by Shlom HaMelech, by the Chanukah Mizbeach, and therefore they yavarcha es ha'melech, they blessed the king. So every year Shemini Atzeres was a certain bracha they would make for the life of the king. Now, so although you're right, for these six areas, there is a mandama that says that Shemini Atzeres is its own Yom Tov. And for these six areas it is. Aval in tashlumet, but regarding the topic, regarding the halacha of being mashlim, which means to make up, which is if, let's say, someone did not have a chance to bring his karban chagiga in the beginning of Sukkot, he has the entire Sukkot to make it up for it. So regarding that area of halacha, we find that tashlumen derishinu, that Shemini Atzeres is a tashlumen for the first days of Sukkot, and therefore we see that it is secondary to Sukkot, because if it's a different Yom Tov, you can't be mashlim an avoida of one Yom Tov and an avoida of another Yom Tov. So obviously that it is part of it. It just has its own unique features in certain areas of halacha. But we see that for the main carbon of Sukkot, the chagiga that you're bringing, that you have to bring every Yom Tov, you can bring it even on Shemini Atzeres, and because it is secondary and it is subsidiary to the rest of Sukkot. As we learn in the Mishnah Masechet Chagiga, that says Mishlei Chag b'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, someone that did not bring his Karban Chagiga the first days of Sukkot, Chagig v'Hoylech Kol HaRegel Kuli, he could continue. He has still options and opportunities to bring his Karban Chagiga the entire Yom Tov, v'Yom Tov HaAchad Shel Chag, all the way up until the last day of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, which is a reference to Shemini Atzeres, and that's why it's not a difficulty that maybe Lechaper includes Shemini Atzeres. Because either like the first pshat in the Gemara, because it says Hazeh, has to be exactly like the Shemini Milamilum, which had no Kedusha beforehand, or because it cannot be Shemini Atzeres, because if the Iker of the Yom Tov, which is the bulk of Sukkot, does not have Prisha beforehand, as we said, because it's you're not having 7 days for 7 days, it's only 7 days separation for 1 day, and therefore if Sukkot doesn't have it, then the Tufel of it, which is Shemini Atzeres, most definitely does not have a Prisha beforehand.